The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice.' I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. How are we to understand this quote from the Old Testament? Does it mean mercy, only mercy, always mercy? But what about Christ's sacrifice on the cross and him telling us to pick up our own cross to follow him? Doesn't that entail sacrifice of some sort? So is this not contradictory? If we understand what is meant by "I desire mercy and not sacrifice," then this doesn't actually contradict anything. This quote does not mean no sacrifice ever, but rather that our sacrificing must come from a place of mercy and charity. Our sacrifices must be acts of love, not an end in themselves, but a means to an end. And that end is Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, the Pharisees in today's gospel couldn't understand. After years of mortification, austerity, and sacrifice, they couldn't understand why Matthew would invite to his house the sinners and tax collectors who did none of the things that the Pharisees did. The Pharisees reckoned themselves perfect because of their outward show of piety. But these sacrifices of theirs, because they were not animated by a love of God and neighbor, did nothing to transform their hearts of stone.